This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has appointed an immigrant rights attorney and advocate to lead the city's new immigrant response efforts. Sarah Plastino will be in charge of creating a plan to support new arrivals in a safe and sustainable way. The city has spent more than $45 million supporting over 38,000 people who've arrived over the last year and a half. COVID-19 trends in Colorado appear to be headed in a positive direction. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations fell by 10 to 144, the lowest level since September, and below this season's peak of 280. The number of new cases and the rate of positive tests both dropped as well. So did the percentage of emergency department visits diagnosed with coronavirus. That number is down to 1%. And most utilities tracking wastewater each week report flattening or decreasing trends. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A historic marker in Denver's historic Chinatown is missing. The marker in Denver's downtown was one of three installed around the area last year. Its message reminded visitors of Denver's Chinatown, where Asian businesses flourished during the 1870s. The area was destroyed by white rioters in 1880. It's unclear what happened to the marker and whether it was a targeted attack. Colorado Asian Pacific United, the group behind the marker, says it filed a police report in December but has not received any updates. It's raising money for replacement. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.